All right. Hope you got your pen and paper in your hands. Amen. Your pastor's not feeling well today. I was going to call in sick, but I said that I'm healed of the Lord. And it's funny when, I was just not feeling good in that toilet 5 seconds ago throwing up. But when the anointing kicks in, God is so good. The devil doesn't want me to give this word this morning, and I knew it. It's been a battle all week long, and, you know, he sent the rain to try to wash me out, but he wasn't going to be able to do that. Amen. So this morning, what I want to do is I want you to think about all the stuff that we studied over the last 5 weeks, and we got a good solid foundation that we built. And I want you to understand that the scriptures that we studied, the text that we've studied in all those different areas of foundations, they always come to pass. Amen. God's word never comes back void. Shout this morning, test, storms, circumstances, trials won't affect me because my life is built on the rock. I'm not going to get washed out, but I'm going to remain. So you're going to remain. Why? Because you have a foundation. And I want to talk to you this morning about hard work. The title this morning is Hard Work Pays Off. It's November 24, 2013. Hard work pays off. Now, in the Bible, there's many illustrations that God uses to get our attention. He uses analogies. He uses things that we can relate to. I'll give you an example. He talks about agricultural things such as seed. You know, he said that there's seed time and harvest. When you plant a seed, you'll receive a harvest. He said that when you plant a seed, it must die first. And then once you plant that seed and you do the preparation work and you do all the things that you need to do with that seed, it'll then abundantly provide you a harvest. See, we're like a seed. We have to die to self sometimes. Sometimes we have to die to our flesh. Sometimes we have to die to our circumstances. Sometimes we have to go through some stuff, and God allows those things to happen to make us better. Sometimes we have to do some hard work. Sometimes we have to sweat through some circumstances and some situations. Amen? So then I looked again, and the Bible talks about building and erecting things. And God is so good about architectural things, but when he talks about architectural things, he always means that there's going to be some hard work involved. Oh, no. When you build a building, it takes hard work. It takes time. It takes planning. It takes vision. And I want to share that with you this morning because you're not going to escape this life without some hard work. Because when you do some hard work and you go through some stuff, the Word of God always stands. And when you go through the stuff and you stand on the Word of His foundation that we had taught for 5 weeks, and the storms come, and the tests come, and the trials come, and the circumstances come, and a bad report comes, and all this stuff mounts up against you, you still got the Word. God never said it was going to be easy being a Christian. I thought I was on an easy streak when I got saved, but my life got a lot harder, more complicated. The friends I used to hang around with don't like me no more, and I got none friends. Got none. Nobody liked me. But I had one friend who sticks closer than a brother, and his name was Jesus. Amen. So this morning, I want to talk to you a bit about this architectural building of what God's saying, because you got to understand something about building, that it takes planning. God has a plan for you. God has a vision for you. God has a big dream ahead for you. Amen? But sometimes you're going to have to sweat. Sometimes you're going to have to do some hard work. I mean, in order to get a degree in college, you have to take the classes and pass them so that at the end you get the diploma. And they say, yes, you've proven yourself that you've studied, and now you have this degree. But once you get the degree, you still have to do something with it. You still have to apply it in life. Take a look at this scripture this morning in James 1. James 1:22 says this in the New Living Translation. But don't just listen to God's word. So there must be something else we got to do. He said, just don't listen. You must do. This is where everybody gets lost. We got to go do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in the mirror. You see yourself, you walk away and forget what you look like. Let me tell you, I look in the mirror every day. I like myself even more and more. Why? Because I want to look more like Jesus. I want to sound more like Jesus. When I wake up, I want to act more like Jesus. I want to get that foolish stuff out of me. I don't want to be a knucklehead. I want to go out and do things God's way and not my way. Sometimes like a seed, it's got to die to self. Amen. So I want to share some things with you. Most people don't like buildings and building projects because it means there's going to be hard work. I don't know about you. I just like to get in and someone give me the keys to the house. It's all furnished already. I don't have to move. You ever find a model home? I just take that one. I know you got to pay $100,000 more, but I don't want to move my stuff. I don't want to have to get the movers and they break something and you get upset and even though they're trying their best and then you're aching, you have aches and pains all day for weeks on end from that move. I just want the keys to my castle. I don't want to wait. I got that McDonald's mentality. I got it 90 seconds. If I ain't here, what's going on? But I want you to tell you something. That building is sometimes stressful. It changes people's lives. It sometimes alters their personality because they get so wrapped up. It's hard. It's difficult. It takes time and patience. Building a church, it gathers people. You have to get permits, and you got to have people on committees and not everybody agreeing with one another, and you have to raise money to pay for the building, and it's stressful and it's hard and it's tough, just like life. God never said it was going to be easy. But if you're going to build something, I want to know what the foundation's like. I want to be involved on the ground floor of it so that I understand the building process, so that I know that what's built underneath is going to remain when a storm comes. Because a storm and a test will come in our lives. But it's how you act or react to it. When you're building these permits, that you have to go in for the city and you have to go and deal with a bunch of interesting people and some of them may not be Christian, and a lot of them are voting against you, and they don't want you to have that space or that building. Amen? But God. Amen? Some people didn't want us to renew our lease here, but God said, I'm going to put you in the middle. Monkey in the middle, praise God. But did it cause some stress? Did it cause some pressure? Did it cause some headaches? Yes. See, when you build, there's slowdown, there's stoppages, there's rainstorms that delay. I don't know if you've ever lived in Michigan. It rained Mike most of the time, so houses took 9 months to build. Where here, they take about 3 months to build because the weather's so good here. You don't have to worry about snow and pipes freezing. You have to worry about getting into the ground. But there's all these things that you need to deal with when you build. Remember, no one wants to build without a vision. No one wants to build without a plan. God wants to build you, but he wanted you to have a foundation over the last 5 weeks. Because what he's about to do in your life, you needed a foundation for it to be supported on, because sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it gets a little heavy. Sometimes people are going to talk about you. Sometimes people are going to say, what are they doing? Those Christians. I'm just being like Christ. Amen? Building refers to erecting something. Note that. Building refers to erecting something. In order to build something, you must first dig deep before you build up. Erecting. We think about these skyscrapers in here in Vegas. They put up these giant hotels and they're, 50 stories. And you see all the metal, all the way up to the skyline. But there's also several basements. There's a foundation. There's a giant hole that's placed. You got to go down before you can go up. Sometimes you have to go down before you go up. Here's a shovel. This is just one of many I have. It's rusted because it's been outside and not used. Amen. It's used for digging. It's used for moving that what was in my way out of the way. Sometimes digging, it takes a lot of effort. You got to push that down and move that rock and throw it. And you got to throw it the other way because you don't want to work yourself out too much. Digging takes hard work. God never said that doing the Word of God was going to be easy. Sometimes you have to dig yourself out of the hole that you've been in, because when you lived in the world, you've dug yourself into a deep hole. I know I was. I was buried with lots of dirt on my head. Amen. Choking on the last breath. Hey, I'm not dead yet. So I had to get in there and hurry up and get that dirt out quick. I got buried up in debt because I made wrong choices. I got buried up in things that I shouldn't have been, business interests that I shouldn't have not been involved. And it buried me. Come on now. You've been in relationships that buried you, that draw just took everything out of you. But the shovel is also a good tool because it helps you get out of what you've been in. Amen. Take a look at the slide of these shovels real quick. See the different types? Different types for different terrain, different seasons in your life, different things you might have to use in order to get some stuff out of your way. Sometimes you need to get yourself out of the way. And so there's different tools and shovels that you need to use to move some of that dirt out of the way so that you can get yourself into a good foundation. I'm just trying to help. In Michigan, they have these things called basements. And it's interesting is that they dig really deep. And they might dig 10 or 12 feet deep until they hit rock. Once they hit rock, they don't need to go any further, because once it's on rock, it's a solid foundation. See, it's like your life. When you hit the rock, you can only go up from there. You already went to the floor. But when you build on the rock, so these houses have these basements, and they put these weeping tiles, and they dig out all the dirt, and they have these big machines and excavators, and they get all this stuff out, and they pour a foundation. And what we did for 5 weeks is pour a foundation. We dug deep some of the old stuff, your old thoughts, your old tendencies, your old mindsets, the junk that was in your trunk had to go. I had to shovel it out of the way so that I can put some new stuff in and make sure your foundation's solid, because the season we're going to come into, you're going to need to make sure you have a solid foundation, because 2014 is knocking on your door, and I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do about it when it comes knocking? You have to be ready. See, time brings into fruition what has been hidden underneath the surface. Time brings into fruition what has been hidden underneath. Some things may look good on the surface, but then it'll collapse. Relationships collapse because it looked good, but we maybe didn't have a solid foundation. See, most people get married and they just think it's this is a great thing, but if they don't have Jesus as their foundation, boy, that marriage is going to be tough. When I was dating my wife and I didn't know Jesus, I didn't understand why she did the crazy things she did. Amen. And then I found out it was me. Wasn't her. I just looked at it wrong. Come on. And she was there to help point it out. Praise God. Hallelujah. She used the shovel and moved it out. I said, can you see clearly now? Why? Because she does that because she loved me. Jesus did that for you and for me. He shoveled the manure out of the way and pulled you out of the stench so that he could clean you up and shine you like a jewel for all to see. Amen? You thought I was going to go somewhere different. I was hoping I wasn't going to go there either. Praise God. Some things look good on the surface, but if there's not a solid foundation, it will collapse. We don't want to build a building because it takes too long. We get impatient. We want it now. We're the want it now generation. Just put it on the charge card. We'll pay it next week. And then we charged all those things before, and now I got 18 pairs of shoes and $500 charged up. 6 suits I don't need to wear. And 3 cars that I only need one that I need to drive with. Because we impulse. We don't think about things. We want it now. To really know what you got, you should build it from the ground up. That way you know what's been put in that foundation. You don't want to build a building like they have on a strip that's, you know, if there's an earthquake, it'll fall. Because the foundation wasn't poured right. They cheated the system. They didn't use the right rebar. They didn't. And so when the storm comes, that building's going to topple and fall. And trust me, I don't want to be in there when that happens. So it's best to build it yourself so you know what you got. See, people love to hear the word. Let me stop there for a second. People love to hear the word. Oh, Pastor, I love to hear the word. I come to church to hear the word. I can't wait to come and hear the word. I'm going to so-and-so's church next week. So-and-so is going to be in town, and he's going to bring forth the word. I can't wait to go hear the word. And faith comes by hearing. But what does faith have to do with it if you're not going to do anything with it? God said to be a doer. Didn't that scripture say to be a doer of the word, just not a hearer only? It's the part of doing that's work. Well, I'm just waiting on the Lord, Pastor. I'm just waiting. And he's waiting on you. It's like a chess game. It's like sitting in front of a computer and you didn't make your move, so the computer's just going to wait until you make your move. Well, I heard the word. But hearing the word brings you faith. But if you don't use your faith for anything, it's pointless. God wants us to do the word. Hear about healing, get healed. You want to talk about victory, and you read the Bible, start living a victorious life. You want to talk about tithing, you want to see how you get more money in your bank account, you go give and God gives you more. Go be a blessing to somebody. When you start doing those things, you start being blessed. I can read all the scriptures about all the stuff for my life, but if I don't apply it and do it, then it just sits dormant. Like a seed that's in a package that's dead, but God says, I want it to live, but you got to plant it. And you have to dig around the soil and rototill it and get it moved out and then put some good stuff in there and then plant that seed deep. And there's stuff that's going on in that seed deep. It's getting a root system into the ground. It's a foundation. So when the storms come, I don't know if you've ever seen an oak tree. I lived in Michigan. They had oak trees everywhere. Amen? And those things got so wide and so big, it would break the concrete around it. That's good. It'll stay there. You need to understand something. You can hear about being blessings, but until you are blessed, until you're walking in it and doing it, you need to engage in the process. You need to engage in the process. See, what you believe infiltrates your behavior. Then the process gives you a foundation. Let me say that again. What you believe infiltrates your behavior. Then the process that you've done gives you the foundation. It's the struggling that you're going through. It's the wrestling. It's the doctor's report that came, but then you stand on the word and thus saith the Lord, you're healed. It's the I don't have enough check, and Lord, I'm going to trust you with my seed and know that you're going to supply all my needs. Come on, somebody. It's in that wrestling, the stumbling, the fighting, the stress and the pressure allows you to find out what's been inside of you all that time. It also points out who God is and how big he is and how he can get you out of any trouble that you're going through. You get a glimpse of God when you're going through some stuff, when you're just hearing the word, but you got to be a doer of the word. Bring up that slide of those trucks with the foundation. Next slide, yeah. See, sometimes, like the last 5 weeks, we had to use one of these big trucks to move some of the stuff that's been in your trunk. Sometimes the shovel here just ain't enough to get it done. Sometimes you got to use a little bit bigger tool. And sometimes God will bring multiple tests to come your way that's going to feel like this guy's really digging in my crawl. Sometimes he doesn't use the little shovel. Little shovel's for maybe that detail work that God wants to do, but sometimes he's got to get that done because there's so much work that needs to get done, you might need some reinforcement, some extra help. Amen? Digging is moving stuff out of the way. Sometimes you use a shovel to move people out of the way. Sometimes you use a shovel to move family members or work people out of your way because you got a mission from God that you got to get done. You have a vision and a plan. And sometimes you have to use a shovel in a nice way, a love tap, to move them out of the way. You have to move the foundation because they're affecting your foundation. See, the foundation's about to be poured, but you want to have the right pour. So you want to make sure that once you've hit the rock, you're done. You're ready. The pouring can begin. The pour in your life. Digging removes the limitations in your life. You dig until you hit the rock. Discipline of digging gets you to where you need to be. There is no shortcuts to excellence. There is no shortcuts to excellence. There's no shortcuts for me to have a church of 50,000 people. It's hard work. Every day. Moving the devil out of the way. People talking about me. I just have to just that out of the way. Might need to get some more people to help me to move that dirt around, move that stuff out until we hit the rock. Sometimes people are a shovel in your life. Dink! What are you doing? Sometimes people are a shovel. They're trying to get your attention. Move out of my way. I got something big to do for God. Don't naysay me. Don't talk. If you're a negative talker, bye-bye. Talk to the hand. See ya. Bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. I don't want your negativism that you can't have this or you can't do that or you can't be healed. Some people got to go. Sometimes you got to use the shovel. Move them on down the road. Because they're crowding your space. They're stepping on the edge of the foundation and the rocks are falling in and now you got to go clean it up. Nobody wants to do the underground work. Everybody loves the pretty stuff. The foundation's poured, the building is up, and now they're putting the landscaping in. Oh, look at that beautiful landscaping. Oh, look at that beautiful cathedral. Look at the lights and look at the altar and look at the flooring. I mean, we love all the stuff that's above ground, but we don't want to do any of the work that's underground. And in God's way of doing things, sometimes there's a lot of things that we have to do underground. Because underground, there's a whole bunch of activity that takes place that makes your foundation strong. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, my mom used to make meals that took a long time slow cooking. It's not the 90-second ramen noodles and come on, hurry up, put it in a bowl. No, she would have to prepare some time. She'd have to go out and get the veal, or she'd have to go out and get the tomatoes and then blend it up and it took time, and then she would slow cook it because you don't want to have the sauce right away. You got to have that cook for several hours. Slow cooking. That's your walk with Jesus. That's your walk with God. That's you going through some stuff. Sometimes it's a slow process. But at the end, that slow cooking sure tastes better than that 90-second microwave ramen noodle deal. Amen? You got to get involved in the underground work of God. Proverbs 24:27 says this. Do your planning and prepare your fields before building your house. Plan it. Have a vision. God will give you that. May not be the way you want it, but He'll do it His way if you just listen. Amen? I love that scripture. In other words, slow down for a second, cowboy. I want you to do some stuff. But you need to understand something, that you have to plan it. You have to prepare your fields before the building of your house. Do you understand that you're the temple of God? And that sometimes there's so much world in us that God wants to pull it out of us, at reconstruction. And sometimes He has to tear it down to the foundation to get rid of all the junk that's been inside of you. Take a look at Matthew 7, verse 24. I've said all this just to say this one scripture. That was just an intro. Uh-oh, Pastor, we're going to be here till like 5? Yes, don't worry. We got plenty of turkey. Matthew 7, 24. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds his house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torments, and the floodwaters raise, and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds his house on sand. When it rains and floods, and they come, the winds beat against the house, it'll collapse with a mighty crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were amazed at His teaching, and He taught with real authority, quite unlike the teachers of the religious law. Take a look at this in God's Word. This is God's Word, says it this way. Therefore, everyone who hears what I say and obeys it will be like a wise person who built his house on the rock. Rain poured and the floods came and winds blew and beat against the house and the shingles fell off and some of the stuff blew down the street and the skirting on my mobile home blew down the street, but it didn't matter. But it didn't collapse because it was on the foundation that was the rock. Everyone who hears what I say and doesn't obey, it will be like a foolish person who built his house on the sand. And the rain poured and the floods came and the winds blew. It struck the house and it collapsed. As a result, it was a total disaster. Some people's lives that you know is a total disaster because they haven't built their house on the rock. When Jesus finished His speech, the crowds were amazed at His teachings. Unlike their experts in Moses' teachings, He taught them with authority. Take a look at this slide about foundation. Sometimes you have to go deep before you can go up. Sometimes you have to do some hard work, underground work. Got to be done before the building breaks the ground. Like I said, above ground work is always pretty. But discipline and hard work get you through to find out who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. Let me just share something about this scripture. I did some in-depth study of it. There were two men that built their houses. Both of them had sandy foundations. But one decided to do some prep work and drill down beyond the sand so that he could hit rock and then pour a foundation that his house would stand on. Because God said in that scripture, the wind's going to come. The floods are going to come. It's going to come to the guy who loves Jesus and the other guy who doesn't love Jesus. And they might both love Jesus, but one wants to take the shortcut. And I said, God. He says, that was you. What do you mean? He says, when you started the church, you wanted to have 500 people. He says, you couldn't handle it. Why? Because you didn't have a foundation of people ready to hear the word. Because when you teach and preach, things change in the atmosphere. And if they're not ready and they're not grounded in the Word and they're not positioned well and they just built it on the sand, when that first test comes, when the first storm comes, when the floods come, when the rain comes, it's going to get washed away and it's going to be a total disaster. And you know people like this. They're laughing at you because they're building their house on that sand. And they already got three levels high. And they're looking, look at me. And you just still got this dirt lot that's deep, you know, 10 feet deep. You're building a hole. And they're looking at you and laughing at you. Look at your life. You got nothing. Nothing. You have nothing. But when the storm comes, come on. When the test comes, because they were not exempt, both people. One who built it on the sand. See, both had a sandy foundation. It wasn't about the soil. God was saying you can dig beneath the sand until you hit rock. When you hit rock, then you build on that solid foundation. When the tests come and the trials come and the floods come and the storms come and the naysayers come and you lose your job and you get the report that you got cancer and sickness and disease and your husband's walking out on you, then you stand on the Word of God, which is the rock, and you shall live. You shall still stand. The house will still remain. It might have a couple shutters loose. It may have a few broken windows. It may need some paint and a couple roof tiles. But you survived. That's the point. You survived. How did you deal with it? Because you were the ones that did the prep work. You're the one that laid down the foundation. And yet it's taken years to get where you're at. That's okay. God's not in a hurry if you're building it on Him. Amen? Doers, you're going to like this. Doers dig for the rock. When you are a hearer of the Word, you go for the promise without the preparation. Let me say that again. Doers dig for the rock. When you are a hearer of the Word and you go for the promise without the preparation, that's when you get yourself in trouble. The promise, you got to understand, is big enough that it justifies the preparation that you've spent to dig that foundation. Because God's Word always stands. Always stands. We have done a disservice for our generation of raising our children. We've made it too easy for them. They've never had to struggle for anything. They've never had to go through anything. They didn't know what it was to just eat, you know, a cheese sandwich, and it's all you got to the last 2 days of the month. They're out at McDonald's and still piling it down. We've done a disservice to our younger generation, and that's why we have pansies and all this homosexuality, because they've been mothered so much there's been no father around to kind of kick them in the pants and say, hey, you're going to have to go cut the grass. You got to go do some work. Get your lazy butt off the couch and go do something. You had to go through some struggles, because that struggles made you who you are. It made you rely on God. It pointed you in the direction of, I can't do this. I need some help, God. No, I just called daddy and mommy. They'll fix it. We made it too easy. We took out the struggle. We took out the discipline out of the process. Pastors, they've blown it too. They've taught you to name it and claim it and positive confession, lay hands on it, and there's the car, and you lay hands on it, and you walk around it seven times, and that car is mine. But we forgot to teach you that there's a car payment associated with that. Amen? Oh, I'm gonna go buy a new house, and we go and we look at all these houses and we just lay hands, this house is my house. But then we forgot about interest rates and 30-year terms, and come on now. It's not bad that you name it and claim it and have positive confession, but you might have to work in order to have the down payment so that you can afford to buy that house in a reasonable amount of money, so that your payment isn't $5,000 a month and you're living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and then you have no food in the table, and then you can't make your car payment, then you can't go to work, then you lose your job and you lose the house and the car and everything else, and then the foundation. Come on now. Am I keeping it real? We were taught to build houses without foundations. touch your neighbor, say, work that thing. Touch your neighbor, say, work that thing. You got to work it. Work is not going to kill you. It ain't. We've taken that out of the process. We've made it so easy for people by the touch of a computer and, you know, direct deposit instead of having to go in there and meeting somebody face-to-face and cashing your check and haggling over, you know, why you're holding 50% of my check because you got no money in the savings account to cover that check that they just gave you. Why? Because you didn't build your foundation right. Uh-oh. I just trying to help. Matthew 5, verse 44. I like this. I'll close with this scripture. It'll be my 10th closing, but it'll be good. Matthew 5, 44. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Verse 45. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good. He sends the rain on the just and the unjust. He sends the rain to the one that had built his house on the foundation and dug deep, and people made fun of that person. And then he sent the same rain on the person that built it on the sand. God loved both people. One wanted a shortcut to excellence, and he failed. Because God's a just God. He's going to rain on both. A little rain ain't going to hurt you. It makes your hair good and soft, let me tell you. It's how you handle that rain. I'm not going to go out and jump around in the rain when it's cold outside because you catch cold. And he says he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt taxpayers, tax collectors like the IRS, do that same thing. Think about that. The test is not in the storm, it's in the survival of the storm. You've built your house. Think about when tornadoes come. They tell you to go in the basement where there's a stronger foundation because that wind is going to whoop that house right off the foundation, and you're still going to be standing and surviving because you built your house on the rock. Those people that built their house on those sinkholes didn't build all the way to the rock. So when the ground let loose, the house got sunk in the sinkhole. Why? Because it never hit the rock. The Bible says 1,000 will fall to your right and 1,000 will fall to your left, but you're going to survive. Why? Because you built your house on the foundation of Jesus Christ. It's not the quality of the houses. You look at both those houses that the men built, I can imagine were probably very nice homes. So it had nothing to do with the quality or how much money they invested. It was the one who decided to dig deep. Those Christians that dig deep in the Word of God and have a foundation, you're going to go through some stuff, but you're going to have a bigger testimony. Come on. I went through this, I went through that, I went through this, I went through that, and I'm still standing, devil. You turned up the furnace, but I'm still standing, devil. You threw three of them in the fire, and there was a fourth that looked like the Son of Man, and it came out not even smelling like smoke. Didn't even look like you were in a storm. Why? Because they built their lives on a strong foundation. Why? But they took hard work. Hard work pays off. Hard work pays off. There's many a times Pastor Di and I, we're going to throw in the towel. Does anyone get this word? Does anyone care? Throw in the towel, it would be so easy. It was just a test. Just a test. To see what we were made out of. Are you a quitter? Yeah. My mom and dad told me never be a quitter. I ain't quitting. He had to pry my dead butt out of this building. Not prideful, but I know what God has sent before me. He has a plan. to prosper you. He has a vision for you to excel in all things in life. He didn't say it was always going to be easy. It might take some hard work. It might take, here's the thing, it might take you doing stuff that nobody sees. I just want everybody to see me. I'm Sandra D. Look at me. I'm tithing today. I'm dropping a C note. Hey! Or secretly, you just slide that in there. Well, I just wanted to be hooked up with the pastor. I just wanted everybody to see me with the pastor. You know how I test people? You know, mop the floors. Because it's still not beneath me. I mopped the floors on my day off Friday. I came in here and mopped these floors, every inch of it. And I used simply the green stuff that Dave gave me. Let me tell you, I just used a little cap full of that and some hot water. And I mean, I got that bucket. It was black dirt. Man, it was unbelievable. But the floors look clean. Why? Because it's not beneath me. I'm not afraid to do a little hard work. Not sweating. And I had to hurry up because I had lunch plans with Amanda and Diana. I had to hurry up. See, I do things quietly. I go pick up the toys, and then we bring them in. We're going to unload them after service today. I don't want any accolades for that. I just do it because God said, go do it. I'm doing the underground work. I'm making sure the foundation's solid, so when he brings me the 10 or 20 or 50 or 100,000 people and puts me on TBN, and my daughter does my teeth from you know, orthodontist, and I got this straight, perfect white teeth on TBN, praise the Lord. It's been a process. It's been pouring of the foundation. It's been doing it every single day. Every day, digging deeper till you hit the rock. Once you hit the rock, then you just start putting the good ingredients into those walls. A better mix, a little bit more rebar, just in case, you know, there's an earthquake. So that flexes a little bit. See, the key is, when you look at that scripture, rains came, both houses. Winds came. They both beat against the house. But the one that was built on the rock didn't get washed out. It remained. It survived. That's you. You survived. You've gone through some stuff. You got beat up. You got a black eye, and you lost some money, and you lost your home, or you repossessed your car. Just, those are just things. Learn from that lesson. Get your foundation solid. Pastor Di and I are looking at buying a house. And they said, if you go to this class, we'll give you this FHA loan at a lower interest rate and a better deal. But you got to take these 11 classes online. And I'm thinking, how long? He goes, 7 hours. And I was not opposed to it, but 7 hours is a long time. So Pastor Di and I, just every evening, we got together and spent some alone time, and we went through these things. Why? So that we could be approved. We allowed the foundation, not saying I'm better than that, I don't need it. What are they going to teach me? I know everything about finance. I said, I can probably learn something. And what you're going to do is you're going to give me that FHA loan, and you're going to give it to me for 3%, and you're going to give me that real cheap interest rate? I'd be a fool not to do that. So I invested, and I dug deep some of my old thought processes. Well, you know, I can get a bigger house. And I can. We're just setting ourselves up for God to open up the door. Because the lower the interest rate, the lower the payment, the quicker God can send me some money just to pay it off and be debt-free so I can go and buy somebody else a house. But I had to move some stuff out of the way. We had to invest some time. People would say, God, that's crazy. Why do you want to do that? Well, because I'm setting myself up for a better deal. I don't want to pay retail. I want to pay wholesale. Amen? I want to have every discount applied to my bill. I want my ARP discount, my senior discount, the other discount, the I'm a pastor discount, and police officer discount, and the good-looking guy, and I married a beautiful wife discount. I want the double discount on that, praise God. I want it all, so the bill's, oh, you're going to pay me to take that. Okay, I'll do that. But why? Because it's our foundation. You can't get hurt when you have a strong foundation. When the boys go through boot camp, they're learning some foundations that will save their butt. It's trying to help. Storms are going to come. It's the one who went and dug deep. Digging builds your faith. Digging shows what you're made of. Getting those calloused on your hands when you've been digging, it makes it worthwhile. If someone says, here's your new house and here's the keys, that's great, but I sure want to inspect that foundation before you give me that house. You do a house inspection. What's that foundation? There's some dry rot here. Lord, bless your people. Let them build their house on the rock. Let them build their life on the rock. Let it draw people to you. Let everything they put their hands to prosper. Everything they put their hands to be blessed and grow. God, I ask you this week, as we celebrate Thanksgiving that we spend with loved ones, maybe there's some we've been at odds with, Lord, let us just break that wall today and break that foundation that's been keeping us separated and share some love of Jesus. Your Bible says, I got to love those. Come on. The rain's going to fall on the just and the unjust. Who makes you the person that says they're unjust? Just love them. Spend some time with them. Make a call. They won't even, they'll be shocked to hear from you. But do it. Love on somebody. Because you are the person that's built your house on the rock. And when the storms come, what's been inside of you during that building process will make you survive. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Did you get anything? Give the Lord a hand clap.